Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
I got a real question for you. Do you ever wonder where all the water in California is going? You know, California provides us with most of our fruits and veggies and nuts, especially almonds. At any rate, I have with me today from Veg TV, Marie Osser, and she's fabulous. If you've never watched her show, you should tune in. It's www.vegtv.com. Marie, welcome to the show. And would you kind of share with us a little bit about what's going on in California with your water situation?
Thank you for having me, Michael. I live out here in Southern California. It's great living here. But as most people know these days, we're in a 100-year drought. And I feel like we're kind of the canary in the mine shaft, because it isn't just happening here. The interesting thing about what's happening with the water, certainly we don't get a lot of rain. We only have two seasons here. We have the wet season and the dry season, and the wet season's not so wet anymore. So it's it's a natural occurrence of things. It's a natural cycle. Lately, California almonds have been scapegoated. They're blaming almonds as though the almond crops, we do grow most of the produce here in Southern California that we have across the country. The like 90% of the garlic, most people don't know. A lot of strawberries. We grow a tremendous amount of fruits and veggies. But we also have a huge dairy industry. And what most people don't realize, even though we're experiencing one of the worst droughts on record, we are home to an agricultural industry with more than, I think it's 400 commodities, and we produce probably half the veggies, fruits, and nuts in the country. However, we are also home to animal agriculture. And even though only about 4% of California's water footprint is really the result of what individuals use, whether showers and our gardens and such, we've been asked to vigilantly cut back, and we have. But according to a recent report from NRDC, that's the Natural Resources Defense Council, a stunning 80% of California's water goes to agriculture. But if we really want to talk about drastic conservation, we have to look at our food sources. A study at Cornell University was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and they've shown that 1 pound of animal protein requires 100 times water. 100 times more water than 1 pound of grain. So we're feeding the grain to the cows, and then we're, eating eating animal products or drinking the milk and the dairy products. A huge amount of water goes into producing 1 pound of beef, or even a quart of milk. So there was a study that indicated that 1,600 gallons of water is necessary to produce 1 pound of beef. But 1,600 gallons of water, 1 pound of beef, as compared to 102 gallons of water for a pound of wheat. So livestock products have a higher virtual water content than crop products. I often say that, people are just ignoring the cow in the room.
Well, Marie, it's funny you would bring that up, or it's not funny, because we watched a CD, and I don't remember the name of it, but I know what it did for us was it really got us angry that none of these organizations were talking about the flatulence from the cows, and that from the meat industry. I think what they said was, if we cut out all of the carbon from fossil fuels, Okay, we got rid of, made every power plant electric, every car, bus, plane, train electric, we would still have greenhouse gases escalating our environmental changes. Why? Because of all of the animals passing gas, methane gas, into the environment. No one talks about that. So I'm glad to hear that you're bringing it up, number one. The other thing that came to mind, and another thing that I tapped into, and we experienced this in New Mexico, is that the water companies are going into small communities and buying up the water rights, cutting people off from having water just so that they could put it in bottled water and thus further pollute the environment with all these plastic bottles. So it, you know, really is a nightmare.
As a little aside to that, Michael, I have to tell you that because we have been so vigilant in cutting the water, that we, our water usage here in Southern California, the water, the Metropolitan Water District is now raising the cost of water. They're charging us more because they're not making as much money.
It's insane. I think we have something like that here too. So instead of trying to increase productivity and make things less expensive so more people will use it, they're raising the price because people aren't using it enough. And because we are, it's not that we're not well, I just think that we're insane.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, to get back to the flatulence issue, not only is it crazy when you talk about insanity to raise billions of animals just to kill them and eat them, but the fact that, the fact that cows are ruminants uniquely suited to eat grass, we all know this, but no, what do they feed them? They feed them soy, they feed them grain, they feed them corn, and because they do that, they're causing them to have unnaturally acidic stomachs. They have several stomachs. So the diet that they're feeding them produces not, well, they do it because it produces rapid weight gain. But what happens is it creates an ideal environment, not only for the whole, they have horrible gas because their stomachs are always upset, but it creates an ideal environment for a particularly virulent strain, an acid-loving strain of bacteria, E. coli 0157, we've all heard about it. People might think it only happens to spinach, but it doesn't happen on vegetables at all. It happens because of these huge lagoons of manure that's been contaminated with this E. coli that then contaminates the surrounding fields of vegetables. So it's this horrible cycle of events, almost a domino effect of animal agriculture, which is totally unsustainable from an environmental and an economic standpoint, and it's very bad, for human health and for the environment. So yes, it's insane.
Yeah, I think that when the Amazon rainforest is gone, because they're cutting it down to make grazing for animals, that they'll realize that our perspective of reality and life on this planet is a little skewed. And as we're coming to the end, are there any last minute tips you would give people in terms of conserving water or what they should get involved with politically in their own little communities?
Well, you know, my advice is always a plant-based diet. You know, if you just don't eat animal products, if you don't support the dairy industry and the animal agriculture industry, it's better for your health, better for the health of the planet. It's the only thing that's going to get us out of this mire that we're in. It's the only thing that's going to change the landscape, and it has to happen, because if we don't have a plant-based future, we're not going to have a future.
Well, there it is. You all need to get your act together. You're listening to Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay dry and stay well.